I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hurricane Irma struck the Caribbean islands, Cuba, and then Florida over the weekend. A series of natural disasters has eaten up our news feeds. Catherine Loeffler with Bethany Christian Services says kids, even outside the disaster zones, can be emotionally affected, especially kids who are adopted from international countries.
Children who've been placed internationally have experienced loss and trauma in their lives by the very nature of being adopted. And so sometimes natural disasters, when they're seen on the news, when we talk about them in public, when it's talked about at school or at home or at church, it can trigger for those children a lot of memories of previous experiences.
So one thing you can do, get your kids to pray for the disaster survivors. We've got more tips on coping at missionnews.org. And according to Compassion International, Nicaraguan children are 3 times more likely to die before the age of 5 than kids in the United States. But through their child survival program, Compassion is working against those numbers. With the help of a translator, we spoke to Annalise Torres about the community she serves.
Most of them, maybe 50% of the mothers, are younger than 16 years old, and they don't know how to take care of a baby. So they are in malnutrition.
Through their program, young or expectant mothers and their children receive medical care, nutritional training, life counseling, and much more. And they get to learn about a God who loves them. Learn how you can get involved at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope. It lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.